Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. In an update on Korean missionary Park Tae-yeon, who has been detained in Russia since January 15, after media coverage this week highlighted Park's case, Eric Foley with Voice of the Martyrs Korea said,
"We really believe it is answers to prayer. Voice of the Martyrs Korea has confirmed that Ms. Park met for 40 minutes with a representative from the Korean consulate on the afternoon of February 3rd.
However, on February 4, Park was taken away from her home by masked law enforcement agents. Fortunately, a local pastor was able to work with local attorneys to find her. She has been taken to a detention center for foreigners because her visa expired January 24 during her original detainment. Foley says it's an example of the increasing restrictions on religious liberty, especially for evangelicals in Russia. Pray for arrangements for proper legal representation for Park to be made swiftly." Then a deadly attack in Pakistan last weekend involved what Nehemiah from FMI calls a grim shift.
"One of the very, very significant and very sad situation we observe this time that there are female suicide bombers joined this attack.
The attack killed dozens, including civilians. Yet this is not the first case of female bombers. A Baloch female suicide bomber first appeared in the 2022 Karachi University attack. Public reports say now hundreds of women in Balochistan are joining the BLA. Some women reportedly join for liberation, pressure, or revenge. But civilians pay the highest price. Nehemiah says despite instability, FMI partners stay focused on gospel work. Pray for those grieving their loved ones. Pray that the gospel heals people's hearts and gives lasting hope." Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people like you. Join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon, Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.